something's happening in next week.
Yep.
Thereabouts.
KFEI presents KFEI's Minnesota Soundtrack live at Acadia Cafe the last Friday of each month.
Friday, August 29th, we welcome indie folk rock band A Night in the Box and a country blues performance by Lonesome Dan Case. The music begins at 9:30 along with good food, good drinks, and good times.
So please join us for KFEI's Minnesota Soundtrack Night at Acadia Cafe, Friday, August 29th. We'll see you there.
Baby, now here's the plan. You're going to come with me. You're going to take my hand.
Oh, no. Are you trying to get into a Deke Dickerson video? Maybe so.
Anything. Do that.
All right. Well, hey, we were just talking about the Mescal Brothers. Now we're going to hear something from them. This is Friday Night Fool Around, and you're hearing it here on Radio Rumpus Room.
I have some money that I'm ready to spend. I have some money I'll pick it up at 10. I'll be my heart beating a pound when I'm out on the town. I'm on crystal on a Friday night, fool around.
And we just heard the inimitable Charlie Feathers.
What would you say?
Inimitable.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was One Good Gal. And that's from a set of CDs just issued by Norton Records. Three volumes of rare and unissued recordings by Charlie Feathers.
They're great.
Yeah, they are.
Terrific.
Yeah. Well worth checking out for sure. And right before that, we heard Don Covey, actually issued under the name of Pretty Boy, and Switchin' in the Kitchen. And we start off...
Switchin' in the Kitchen.
Yeah.
And you said Swidgin'.
Oh, well, Switchin'. And we start off with the Mescal Brothers and Friday Night Fool Around from their Go Go Rhythm CD on the Spin Out label. And indeed, they're from Lincoln. I looked it up.
You mean I was right?
Yes, you were.
This must really hurt, Gene.
It does.
It must really hurt.
It pains me. It pains me so much to admit that you were right and I was partially wrong.
We'll talk about the partially part is.
And
you said it could be that or something else.
Or Omaha.
So you said you're partially right.
Yeah.
Because you acknowledged that what you said was wrong, could be right. And that what you said, which was patently wrong, could have been right. So you're partially right.
Hey, I'm spinning it.
There's a lot of political candidates, Gene, that would like your assistance. On both sides.
And, hey, you're listening to Radio Rumpus Room. My name's Gene, and that over there is Ron.
I'm back.
You're back.
For today.
For today, anyway. That's right. And, hey, if you want to email us bouquets or brickbats, orchids or onions, you can do that at rumpus2@bitstream.net. That's rumpus and the numeral 2@bitstream.net.
We have a lot of playlists that are available. First place I check, because I'm behind on the other ones, is our KFAI webpage at www.kfai.org. And just look for Radio Rumpus Room under the scroll down menu of shows, and then you will find our archive shows there and all our playlists. It takes me a couple, two days maybe, to put the playlist up, but they're all there. There you go. Also, our MySpace page.
That's right.
A lot of good stuff there. A lot of good links to all our friends, listeners, musical, otherwise, performers. Good stuff there.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, hey.
You got anything planned, Gene?
No, I don't. But I think you do.
Well, our next set, I have to kind of lead up to it here. It's kind of a rip from today's headlines, except it's more like rip from today's...
Twin Cities media.
Media, today's bookshelves.
Yeah.
You may have noticed that that there's a book that's been getting a lot of play, particularly locally, but from a former Twin City news feature scribe, David Carr. And his book is called The Night of the Gun. It's all about his forays in journalism in the Twin Cities, and then his collapse into an abject cocaine freebase and junkie, and all kinds of horrible things that happened to him, and then his eventual redemption. And now he's working at the New York Times as a columnist, writer over there. I mean, pretty good story if you happen to know David Carr back in the day. And as it turns out, I did. I worked with David over at the Twin City Reader in the 1980s and such. And when the first thing I remembered him saying was he was saying how there was a transcendent moment when U2 passed the flag back among the audience and such. I remember him talking about that. Well, he kind of went downhill after that point. But I worked with him again, like the early 90s. I had got a job with because I had been working at the Twin City Reader. Then I got a job as a production manager for Todd Klingel, who was also a former, I think, a sales manager at the Twin City Reader, who had started his own company. And so he put out a number of publications, monthly and otherwise, and did some contract publications. So I was the production manager for his company, Toma Publications, there. He eventually went on to buy the Skyway News until we ran that into the ground. But what we did is one of the contract publications we put out was something called Viking Update. I think Bob Lertzma put it out, and it was called Tommy Kramer's Viking Update. So we had Tommy Kramer, the former Viking quarterback and such. We'd have pictures of Tommy Kramer you know, they'd like run inside there along with the rest of the news about the Vikings, and they'd have pictures of them at a banquet, and so there'd be bottles stacked up on his table, bottles stacked up like the 50 caliber, 20 millimeter shell casings underneath an anti-aircraft gun at Pearl Harbor. You know, I mean, just stacked up. The thing was that he had had a drunken driving arrest at that point. So I think Lertzmer, the editor there, said, just crop those bottles out. So all the pictures we ever ran of him always were like very horizontal. But anyway, so David Carr was hired as, and so Todd had hired David Carr to give him another chance, because he had burned out everybody else in town by that point from his terrible cocaine habits, and so Todd brought him on board there, and I have so many stories about David. I mean, it just could go on and on, but I'll just tell you one before and one after. So one time I came in the morning, and David was sitting at the, he's supposed to be working on a story, because David was hired to go in and write about the Viking, the games and such. So he came in and he's supposed to be writing on, generally it was like the afternoon of or the evening of that game, but then sometimes we had special features. So he's supposed to be in the morning. I come in there and he's laid sprawled out in his back at the table. His head is hanging back at an impossible angle. There's like a half a bottle of I swear to God that it was Wild Turkey bourbon, but some bourbon. But I'm sure it was, because he like idolized Hunter Thompson, that lifestyle, and with white powder all running down his nose and down his chin, and he was like that for well into the afternoon. And so we'd prod him occasionally to make sure that he was still breathing, you know. And poor Todd, he gave David so many chances, tried to get him into treatment and such. So it was just he was just a mess. Well, I'll tell you another story later on. But anyway. He pulled himself out of it. It took him years, and cancer treatments and everything else. I mean, it's a fantastic story. He's a talented guy. Glad he made it to the other side. This story, David Carr, and if any folks like you, this story is for you. That's for you. Johnny Cash starts it all with a song which needs no introduction, so won't get any.
You're on Radio Rumpus Room.
Early one morning while making the rounds, I took a shot of cocaine and I shot my woman down. I went right home and I went to bed. I stuck at 11:44 beneath my head. Got up next morning and I grabbed that gun, took a shot of cocaine and away I run. Made a good run, but I run too slow. They overtook me down in Juarez, Mexico. Laid in the hot joints, taking the pills. In walked the sheriff from Jericho Hill. He said, Willie Lee, your name is not Jack Brown. You're the dirty hack that shot your woman down. And yes, oh yes, my name is Willie Lee. If you've got a warrant, just to read it to me. Shut her down because she made me slow. I thought I was her daddy, but she had five more. When I was arrested, I was dressed in black. They put me on a train and they took me back. Had no friend for to go my bail. They slapped my dirty carcass in that county jail. Early next morning, about a 9:30, I spied a sheriff coming down the line. A tenny coughed as he cleared his throat. He said, come on, you dirty hack, into that district court. Into the courtroom my trial began, where I was handled by 12 honest men. Just before the jury started out, I saw that little judge come as to look about. In about 5 minutes in walked a man, holding the verdict in his right hand. The verdict read in the first degree. I hollered, Lordy, Lordy, have mercy on me. The judge, he smiled as he picked up his pen. 99 years in the Folsom pen. 99 years underneath that ground. I can't forget the day I shut that bad bitch down. Come on, you gotta listen unto me. Lay off that whiskey and let that cocaine be.
Mm-hmm.
right. We just heard a set there devoted to the trials and tribulations of Twin City scribe David Carr, now the out of New York Times, who just wrote a book called Night of the Gun, the stories of his the depths of his messed up cocaine addiction, how he messed up so many people over the years, including himself, able to salvage that. He and his two great little girls through his junkie wife. And, you know, when you write a book like that, nothing's off the table. So it's kind of, you can talk about anything you want. He said, what did he leave out? Well, absolutely nothing. Anyway, as I said before, I work with David Carr, so we had a lot of interesting stories. Let's go back and we just had the Byrds do it. Take a Whiff on Me off their double LP called Untitled. Actually called Untitled, produced by Terry Melcher and Jim Dixon. Cocaine for Horses, Not for Men. Well, there we go. I think we got a good thing going there. Graham Parsons did Codeine, someone who didn't come off on the winning end of a battle against drug addiction. That's off of Another Side of His Life, the lost recordings of Graham Parsons, 1965 to 1966. Early stuff that was released on Sunday's Records back in 2000. Started off with Mr. Johnny Cash, the great Johnny Cash, doing Cocaine Blues. And I'll tell you one more story about... So, told about, you know, working with a guy who is like totally coked out all the time. Whenever you see him, it's just no fun. And so my boss Todd was trying to get him around. He said the job will be waiting for you if you go through treatment, and David would have no part of that. He was just a mess. One day I drove into work, and in the parking lot there was his car. I think it was like a Volvo station wagon. It may have belonged to his girlfriend, I'm not sure. The entire right side of his car was ripped to shreds. The door handle was pulled off. It looked like Dale Earnhardt's, the right side of Dale Earnhardt's car at Darlington. I mean, just torn, ripped to shreds all the way down. And I looked at the tire, there was a welt in the side of his tire. If you took a tennis ball, sliced it in half, and stuck it in the side of your tire, that was coming out of the sidewall. I've never seen it before in my life and hope never to see it again. I thought, how'd this car ever get there? I mean, it was the thin membrane was keeping it from blowing out. And of course, it could blow at any time. I went in there and there was David, and he said, through kind of his squinty eyes, you know, and kind of half smiling and half not, he said, yeah, something about him at a bridge abutment sometime during the night. He wasn't sure.
I think he mentions the Volvo in his book.
Does he? It was that big tennis ball sized welt coming out of the sidewall of his car. I was just thinking, that's it. For me, that encapsulated everything. Later on, a few years later, I was doing a freelance production for a Minnesota lawyer, Minnesota physician. I had kind of the same thing. And anyway, so David had like a little temporary office set up over there. And on the wall, he had all, this is like in the maybe mid-90s, late-90s, had all these rejection notices from him writing his story of his the whole cocaine thing. So I guess it helped from like Rolling Stone and such, reject. I guess it helps if you have a job with the New York Times and you write one of those things. Otherwise, you're just another junkie, you know, or former junkie. Anyway, David Carr, glad you made it back, friend, to this side of life.
Yeah. All right. And we got a couple messages, and then we'll be back with more music.
KFAI is a sponsor of the 7th Annual Square Lake Film and Music Festival, August 16th, from 1 p.m. to midnight.
The Square Lake Film and Music Festival will feature a performance by Fort Wilson Riot of the score to the film The Devilish Tenant and a headlining set from Happy Apple.
Also, animation and short films will be screened throughout the day between live sets from Spaghetti Western String Company, The Owls, Black Blondie, and others.
For more information, go to squarelakefestival.com.
KFAI is supported by the Service Employees International Union, presenting Take Back Labor Day,
a festival and concert to celebrate workers' achievements and promote a new vision for the 21st century.
The festival takes place on Labor Day, the opening day of the Republican National Convention, September 1st at Harriet Island in St. Paul.
Performers include Steve Earle, Atmosphere, Mos Def, Tom Morello and Friends, Allison Moore, Loopy Fiasco, and Billy Bragg.
Tickets and information available at takebacklaborday.com.
I think it's kind of interesting, Gene. I was reading today's paper, and they had about the various places around town that are they even say that they're like holding their nose, and but yet sponsoring parties for the Republican convention that's in town. To that, I say, you know what they say about people who do things just for money. You know, I mean, if you're going to, I don't care if you do it. I think that's great, but don't complain about it. Say, oh, well, we wouldn't choose to have sex world industry workers or whatever. I mean, what do you want? You know, I mean, one way or the other. That's just that's the basest form of abject whoreism, don't you think? Just keep it to yourself if you don't want to do it. Or just don't do it. There. Like that. That's what I have to say about that.
All right.
Oh. But not like the ones who... keep to myself. Hey, we got something, album here from a good friend of ours, Alex, over in Aussie land. Canberra, to be more specific, or Canberra area. Alex had a great show called Consolidated Fuzz on the web down there and in Australia. And I think if you go to consolidatedfuzz.com, you can find his live 365.com show still up there. But anyway, he's got a band down there. He's a big fan of surf music, and his band is called Space Party. We're going to hear a track of the same name, actually, right now. The album is called Invasion of the Surfer Men. I like that. I like little green men on things. It's just right for surf music.
Yeah.
Space Party.
You're on Radio Rumpus Room and KFAI.
We'll be right back.
That was Adele Stars with Lonnie Ulrich. You know him. This is his band before Baron Von Automatic.
Yeah.
Which was then folded up so he could revert back to his very first band, which lasted like 3 minutes, and then whatever. I don't know where he is right now. Building cars somewhere down in Des Moines, I know. Adele Stars, gotta have that car off of the incredibly essential, if you're into hot rod stuff, Sound of Power on the Revco label. Before that, we heard the Halibuts did. It's live. It's from their Live at Toes. Really excellent album.
And they're wearing novelty cummerbunds on the cover.
Are they really?
Yes, they are.
I never even looked at the cover.
Yeah.
Good grief. The Halibuts. That was Toes was like the main one of the down in Southern California. That's where all the surf stuff was happening. Got a great live album record down there. They you heard them do Brian Wilson's Don't Back Down and The Wet Spot by Pete Curry, Halibuts. That was a Pete Curry band of Low Straitjackets, etc. fame. Start off with Space Party, doing Space Party off the album Invasion of the Surfer Men. It's from Alex Plate down there in near Canberra, Australia, and he of the ConsolidatedFuzz.com fame. So thank you very much, Alex. We're going to play more of that. I like that stuff a whole lot.
Yeah, me too.
That's good. It's good. Saucy.
And you are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI 90.3 FM Minneapolis and 106.7 FM St. Paul, radio without boundaries and saucy. Programming on KFAI is made possible in part through grants from the state of Minnesota.
Hey, you know, I mentioned just in passing Mr. Ken Hippler's show, Good and Country, which takes place every Saturday. That's tomorrow, mm-hmm. where I'm sitting right now, tomorrow afternoon between 1 and 3 p.m. And he has a special show. Unfortunately, we had a passing during the course of the week. I believe it was on Monday, of a very important figure in the Good and Country canon, and that is a steel player, Don Helm, died. And anyway, Ken is going to be doing his show with the assistance of Dick Himes, and who has sat in for Ken a number of times there, and they. Great student of country music in his own right, and they'll be doing a big tribute, show-long tribute to Don Helms, who was, I mean, he was in Hank Williams' band and the last of the Drifting Cowboys, and so, I mean, it's a big event, so please stay tuned. Check it out tomorrow afternoon, 1 to 3 p.m., Good and Country. If you're outside, it's beautiful weather, turn the radio up loud, open your windows, so your neighbors can enjoy it, too.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
Me, too. All right. Well, now we're going to hear from the Bonnewell Music Machine and Double Yellow Line right here on Radio Rumpus Room.
Won't you? that you ought to know. Some things I've not done before. What we do is gonna make you wise. But don't you do any of the guys. You've got to love me, babe. You've got to hold me, babe. You've got to give me enough what I need. You've give me enough what I need. You don't like it, but you better take me. Forget to come in out of control. To a level and see this go.
Underdogs from Detroit and their version of Love's Gone Bad. Before that, the Stoics, Enough of What I Need. Before, in front of that, Davy Allen and the Arrows from his new album, Moving Right Along, on the Spin Out label. That was Frustration. And we start off with the Bonneville Music Machine, Double Yellow Line.
Don't cross it. It's coming right after. Gotta have that car. It just seems so right.
Yeah.
In my brain. Hey, you know what?
What's that, Ron?
I just got a phone call from Mr. Ron Gerber over here at Radio Rumpus and Garage, and he's, I had a hard time understanding him at first because, you know, Ron is so, he is so one with the 80s, the music that he plays, that he uses those, you know, those big mobile telephones like they had in Miami Vice, you know? They look kind of like a...
Yeah.
Kind of like a bread box with an antenna sticking out of it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he uses those. So it's the audio is not the best on them, but I give him big props for nostalgia.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was calling in to tell us that his show tonight is going to be all devoted to the late great Isaac Hayes.
Oh, cool.
90 minutes, Isaac Hayes. So should be great. I mean, what can you say?
Yeah.
And whatever needs to be said, I'm sure Ron will be saying it. In only about 20 minutes or so,
mm-hmm.
when we patch us over to the KFAS studios from here in the Radio Rumpus and Garage. And Ron Gerber does his thing with the show that he likes to call, Gene,
Crap from the Past.
Which, presently right now, is kind of crap from the future, except for the fact that he's playing Isaac Hayes, which kind of makes his show, it's kind of a duality there.
Yeah.
So stay tuned. He'll give Isaac Hayes all the props he deserves, and he deserves many.
That's right. And
hey, let's throw a phone number out here, Gene.
Yeah, if you want to contact us here in the Radio Rumpus Room Garage, the number is 612-341-0980. And also, I wanted to mention, coming up at midnight, Mick Novak with This Little Girl's Gone Rockin'.
It's a great old show.
Yes, it is.
Not so old, but great nonetheless. Hey, a couple shows I want to mention coming up this weekend. We mentioned the Mezcal, and I'll mention it again. Tomorrow night at Lee's Liquor Lounge, the Mezcal Brothers headline. Copperheads open up for them. The Surf Dogs are playing over at Dixie's. Three sets, as I understand it,
yeah,
Gene.
Yeah, three sets.
Will they be recycling or just playing straight through? You've got to be there to find out. And I'll bet you anything the Christmas set shows up, though, if they're doing three
oh,
sets.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
I bet you they do. Yank that guy out there. And the Hillbilly Hellcats, who you played last week from Denver, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be playing up in Duluth at Pizza Luce. So check those guys out. Rockabilly's first class. And let's see. And then next Saturday, the Lowbrow Art High Octane Car and Art Party in Northfield. Art show inside, the cars, well, outside. Just like God intended them to be. And that's about all I got to talk about for shows. So let's just talk about today's rip from today's headlines.
All right.
And I happen to be reading and online because this is there's some magazines that no one supports and that would like the TNB.
TNB.
I won't give you a name, Gene. But they had a big article on the death of aviation, and the whole point is they were quoting this guy who was saying that, you know, like by 2010, you know, Gene, it's only like a year and a half away. Gas will be $7 a gallon, and so well, you can forget about all your little hybrids and Hyundais. I mean, they could you can electrify cars. You can't electrify airplanes, and so they're saying that the cost of fuel will be so great. Will be so great that flying will revert back to only the very few will be able to afford it. Now, of course, you may ask, well, that's one thing to get from here to Chicago, but how do I get over to, say, Madrid? Well, the dirigibles, Gene, the dirigibles. People are working on dirigibles. Unfortunately, a dirigible, which doesn't exist yet anymore, would take like 40 hours to go across the ocean. That's a long time if you better have a comfy chair. And then, of course, you got ships. But ships then, they cost some money too. But if you get enough people packed on there, I guess you could do that. But that's like twice as long. So it's four days on the ocean. That's a long time to wait if you have on vacation. Can I have an extra 8 days for travel time? Anyway, with that in mind, this set, the Sandblasters, the places we could have gone, but we were too late to do it. Bye-bye. We can't see them anymore. The Sandblasters begin with Memories of Madrid, Rocky Erickson, Bermuda, and then Eugene Shadbourne and Shockabilly. Well, you'll get the point as we venture on. See you, airlines. It's been nice knowing you. Bye. Bye.
I got a ticket for my destination. On a tour, one night stand, a suitcase and guitar hand. Every stop is new, good plan for poet and a one-man band. Homeward bound. Oh, I wish I was homeward bound. Oh, days, an endless train of cigarettes and magazines. And each town looks the same to me. Movies and factories and just strange faces see where my fit at. I wanna be homeward bound. Oh, I wish I was homeward bound. Oh, where my dialect needed home. Where my music stayed home. Where my love lies waiting silent for.
You know, Gina, I have a feeling that Paul Simon would have gladly given up his royalties for that song, at least for that performance. But we love it.
We do.
That was Eugene Shadbourne in Shockabilly doing Homeward Bound. It's off the album The Ghost of Shockabilly on Shimmy Disc. It was originally the Coliseum LP from back in 83. Eugene Shadbourne, Kramer, David Licht were Shockabilly. Rocky Erickson did Bermuda and from about 1992. All places that you won't be able to see anymore. Once the gas gets too expensive. Sandblasters, Memories of Madrid. That's all you will have off their Surf and Senorita, or after the various artists' Surf and Senorita album. Will gas get to $7 a gallon in a year and a half? Will it become too expensive to fly airplanes? Will we be using dirigibles to get from here to Wausau, Wisconsin?
I'm using a lawn chair and helium balloons myself.
Go with the flow, Gene. That's what I say. Go with the flow. Don't forget to stock up on your BB gun pellets, or you may have a longer flight than you're planning.
Oh, yeah. Be sure and remind me when I make my trip to Wausau.
All right. Hey, we got all the... it seems like only too short a time, Gene, but it's about 5 or 6 minutes if we stretch it out far than we should before Mr. Ron Gerber shows up to do his show, Craft from the Past, and is all Isaac Hayes tributes. When Ron does it, it's like tribulations, but it will be a tribute to Isaac Hayes. So stay tuned. It'll be a good one, too.
Yeah.
Not like some of these half efforts that we see, but no, full bore salt on the Isaac Hayes
canon.
Canon discography.
Yes. We've got a message to play, and then we'll be back with more music, maybe.
That was Gene.
Stop it.
On Sunday, August 17th, join me, Kai Sullivan, and my friend Amanda Balaguer as we take you on a journey through indie rock zoology. We'll howl, roar, buzz, and soar through a tour of the latest music trend featuring bands and songs with animal-centric names. Sure to be entertaining, so sit back, relax, and keep your hands and feet inside the vehicle at all times. Join us on Sunday, August 17th at 6 p.m. This program is part of the Wave Project, and oh, don't forget the animals.
Call me Animal. Hey, we've got Ben Weaver, local guy Ben Weaver. He's got an album out on the Bloodshot label, The Axe and the Oak. We are going to squeeze in one of the tracks from there, Out Behind the House, in the last few minutes here on Radio Rumpus Room.
Thank you. dog runs in a dream, asleep on the porch. Wild horses in the clouds, with burrs stuck on their backs, tying string up in trees and talking through tin cans. I'll be back in a while, I'll be back in a while, I'll be back in a while, I'll be back in a while. On the windowsill sat the wishbone to dry, in the short pines, listening to sap rise. Lay on my back, let the rain fill my heart, corrupting nature, turning it to art. I'll be back in a while, I'll be back in a while, I'll be back in a while, I'll be back in a while. My kid left in the grass, dog hair on the floor, stuck to the bottom of your socks. Let me draw you a picture of the branch I broke from the tree. Stand back, hold my hand while it dries in the wet concrete. I'll be back in a while, I'll be back in a while, I'll be back in a while, I'll be back in a while. Off his land, far as the eye can see. The gambler lives by the gold in his teeth. I'll be back in a while, I'll be back in a while, I'll be back in a while, I'll be back in a while. Can see what's behind the waterfall. When you have wings, you can land anywhere you want. When there's nothing left to explore, I'll give my name up to a ghost, throw my ashes to the birds, and leave the axe in the oak. And I'll be back in a while, I'll be back in a while, I'll be back in a while, I'll be back.
All right, and we're listening to Ben Weaver and Out Behind the House from his new album, The Axe in the Oak. And that about does it. Radio Reference Room for this week.
On Bloodshot Records.
That's right.
Let's mention that.
All right.
Our good friends at B-Shot.
All right. And, hey, thanks to everyone for listening, and thanks for calling. And
Don't forget, Mr. Ken Hippler doing his on Good and Country, 1 to 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon, is doing his tribute to the late, great Don Helms. And also the Mezcal Brothers at Lee's Liquor Lounge tomorrow night. Surf Dogs at Dixie's tomorrow night. He'll be at the Hellcats somewhere in Duluth. Pizza Luce tomorrow night. By that time, we'll be gone. I'm gone out of here.
All right.
Stand by for
Crap from the Past.